welcome to the Dietrich Gamecast for May 14th, 2011. We're back after a two-week absence, guys.
Yay!
Didn't do a podcast last week.
I wonder why.
No podcast. Okay, we just gotta readjust ourselves. Alright, I am Jeremy Matthews, your host. As always, joined by Jorge Gomez, producer.
Hello.
And Edward Hashigali, technical analyst.
Hello.
Alright, guys, how are you doing? How are you doing, Jorge?
Good.
Okay.
Edward? Well, Edward's only okay.
Well, he's kind of have a rough throat.
Yeah. Edward might be getting sick. I'm going to shift over a bit. Jorge, you doing good?
Yes, sir.
You were just playing, before we started recording the podcast, some Live for Speed.
I was.
Trying to work on your new wheel.
Yep.
We'll talk about that a bit more later in the podcast. But first, guys... Big news.
Huh?
PlayStation Network's down.
Oh, I heard about that. It's been down.
Oh, yeah, that's a bit of a mess.
Actually, we're down to it's 5 days away from its first month anniversary of being
Yay.
Down. So we can have a little PlayStation down party.
Yeah.
30 days of no PlayStation.
However, there is a bit of the PlayStation Network up. The developer side of it, where they can test their games, is supposedly up, but it's broken. So there's that, I guess.
For developers.
Yeah, it's having some impacts on development. People making online use of the PS3 struggling to make their games.
I wonder why.
So, looks like we're closer to getting that situation resolved. Yeah. It's going to be interesting at E3 for them.
Yeah, I think this could be like Nintendo's big sabotage idea. Bring down Sony.
Well, they already have the best-selling consoles. But yeah, Sony's press conference will be interesting.
We got nothing to say because we can't make anything. We got no internet.
Yeah. We have nothing. Sorry, guys.
So we're just going to hand out paper brochures for everyone and just give out. That'll be our press conference.
Free copies of Crash Bandicoot. Oh, lots of game announcements coming out for pre-3. We know what some of the games there are going to be. Assassin's Creed. There's a new one every year, so there's a new one this year. Revelations. You're back playing as Ezio.
Yay!
Is this the fourth game, or...?
It's the fourth one.
Oh, wow.
It's the third one based on Assassin's Creed 2.
Yeah.
But you're also playing as Altair. Both of them.
Whoa.
In the same city.
I know none of these people.
Jorge, you've played a bit of these, right?
I've played Assassin's Creed 2.
Yeah. Are you excited about Ezio returning again?
Yes. He was the best.
But also Altair.
Yeah.
Maybe in the Altair sections, the gameplay will be a lot worse and more repetitive. That'd be fun.
No.
Just like the first game. So anyway, it'll be taking place in Constantinople. Edward was excited by that.
Ah, it sounds like a name of a place.
You'll be playing in different time periods as both of them, so maybe there'll be some time travel puzzles. Altair cuts a rope.
Whoa.
Oh, good for him.
And then there's no rope when Ezio gets there.
Yes.
You know, I can think of these creative puzzles. But yeah. The developers maybe might have something a bit more creative even than rope cutting.
Good God.
Jorge, you're a big cut the rope fan, right?
Yeah.
All right. Another game, Modern Warfare 3.
Another generic FPS.
Yay! This is being made by 3 studios.
Holy cow.
Yep. Infinity Ward suffered some losses.
Yeah.
It's left. So they're making it. Also, Raven Games. They've made the Quake Wars games. Most recently, they made Singularity. Which did not sell very well. And also, a new team, Sledgehammer Games, is also working on it. From the person who made Dead Space.
Oh, nice.
So they're all working on this game. It's about Modern Warfare, I don't know. World War 3. You go to New York and fight some dudes, and then you go some other places. It looks like a huge part of the story has been spoiled. Tons of parts of the games have been leaked. A bunch of multiplayer modes, story points.
Yeah, I remember seeing that around.
Yeah.
It's rather big news.
So Infinity Ward have come out and said that Modern Warfare 3 exists.
Ah.
Yep. But the leak might not be 100% accurate.
Actually, I know this morning G4 Infinity Ward is just kind of giving up. So they released a bunch of 30-second trailers for different locations. Just one for America, London, France, and Germany.
Where's Canada?
Yeah, Canada. We get pretty good. None of this Modern Warfare stuff.
Yes. Speaking of Call of Duty.
No.
How would you guys feel about microtransactions in
We still hate them.
Buying guns.
Ugh.
Or hats.
DLC stuff.
It's alright if it's hats. Right,
Edward? Oh, yeah. Hats are great, though.
But yeah, they're making a Call of Duty microtransaction-based game. But it's only coming to China for now. Because that's more in the style of gaming there.
Hmm.
So I guess you buy guns, buy ghillie suits, perks.
No hats.
Yeah, probably no hats.
Ugh.
Maybe hats. Jorge, how do you feel about this?
Yeah, Call of Duty 3 could be the world's number one modern-day war-themed hat simulator.
No.
Oh.
No. Another new game, Sony announcing an online shooter.
Whoa.
Perfect timing.
So pretty much just a shooter, just online.
Starhawk, the sequel to Warhawk.
Huh?
2007 online-only game for Sony. This one's going to have a campaign, though.
Perfect.
That's nice.
So yeah, it'll be something. It'll be up soon. Right. They said their deadline's the end of May.
No.
They said a lot of things. It's also more what they haven't been saying.
Go ahead, Jorge. Jorge being called away.
Yeah.
By, his mom.
Yes.
Oh, you're back.
I am.
How was that trip?
It was great.
To just outside your door. I mean, the headquarters door.
Yes.
Headquarters?
You know, this is
the game crib?
Yeah, the game crib.
I don't, God.
Yeah. See? Jorge likes it.
Oh,
yeah, Sony's gonna have some issues. L.A. Noire coming out soon.
Yay!
I'm not gonna be able to get any of the DLC for that.
Yay!
Yay! But it will be on one Blu-ray instead of three DVDs. Xbox.
Good. Yeah, I heard about the multi-DVD.
Yeah. You're gonna have to get up twice in a 40-hour game.
Ouch.
Jorge, how do you feel about that?
Damn it.
Yeah.
You looking forward to L.A. Noire?
I am.
Don't lose
it for Xbox?
Yeah.
For Xbox?
You get a nice three discs. I hope the cases are better. Sometimes with the Xbox, multiple disc cases are not great.
Ew.
Like, I know Blue Dragon was just... Or no, was it Lost Odyssey? Had three discs in plastic cases, but one was just in a paper sleeve.
Oh, no.
Well, Gears of War 2 had two discs in it.
That's true.
And, like, the limited edition was, like, a silver case and... And they had it, like, nicely put a disc above the other one.
Forza 3, I know, had two discs.
Like a flappy?
Yeah, it had a flappy thing with one on each side, which is alright. Unless it breaks off.
Yeah, we got an official flappy testing ground right here, so you can hear it flap.
That's good. Some good Foley work. But yeah.
Or you could always just go the PC way and have no discs.
And no L.A. Noire.
Oh, it's not coming to PC?
I don't think so.
Oh, wow.
I haven't heard anything about PC for
that. Oh, well.
But yeah.
They're lost.
Brink came out last week, an online shooter for PS3.
Good for them.
So, I'm sure their sales are doing great. Also, apparently that's not a very good game.
Yeah. Generic FPS.
Alright, anyway, yeah. Starhawk. Be probably pretty similar to Warhawk. You'll be able to bring things in from space. So instead of helicopters dropping things down, it'll be spaceships. That's about all we know. Oh, on the negative note, because this Sony stuff's been so positive, Mass Effect 3 has been delayed till early 2012. That's a week and a bit ago. That'll be good. Gives them some more time to polish it. Make sure it's less like Dragon Age 2.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Jorge, you play any more Dragon Age 2?
No.
It's not that good. I mean, it was a good game. It just...
Nice box art.
It's below Dragon Age Origins.
I like the box art for that game.
Also, it had 5 dungeons recycled over and over again.
That's great.
Yeah. Rayman Origins. More information on that. That was announced last E3. It's a side-scroller starring Rayman. Rayman has not been appearing too much. The Rabbids have kind of taken over. Now, Rayman's coming back with his buddy Globox.
There won't be any Rabbids?
No. Oh, it's okay. The origins of Rayman. It's the before Rabbids. The Rabbids era. Oh. It's like a remake, I guess. Anyway, it's got a cool art style. Looks kind of cool. Big Kinect news. CTI Industries, I believe, are releasing a wheel for it.
Isn't this the non...
You are the controller. But there's a controller.
Yeah, so basically, non-controller-controller game.
It's a wheel made out of clear plastic with no electronics in it that you can hold up while you're doing Kinect.
Can you just make, like, a wooden wheel by yourself?
Or you could just hold your hands like you're holding a wheel, which is what you're meant to do.
And just get your hula hoop or something.
So anyway, this is 12 bucks.
Waste and just, like, grab a clock off your wall and use that as a wheel.
Or just use your hands.
Or just use my wheel.
That seems less effective. We'll get to your wheel. We'll get to your wheel. But first, World of Warcraft subscribers have dropped for the first time in a very long time. Down to 11.4 million. It's catastrophic.
Oh, no.
From 12 million. Huge losses. They're pretty much bankrupt now. But yeah. There's been new MMO out, Rift, which has been pretty popular. Cataclysm's a bit shorter than the other expansions, so they've lost a bit of ground. That StarCraft MMO's got to come up soon. After the other two StarCraft 2s and Diablo 3.
And Diablo 3, that's going in like beta or something.
That's true, they're playing a beta for that. So Blizzard time, that'll be out in a few years.
Yeah.
And then the game will come out in a decade. Edward. It's time for the return of tech time.
No, good. I've been waiting.
After the 2-week absence. Now, this has been voted best segment
by
our viewers.
I'm proud of it.
We're thinking about changing up the segments on this show, but tech time is staying, right, Horace?
Sure.
Yeah.
Good. So anyway. That's good.
Prove us right. I want you to do an amazing tech time.
Okay, let's do it. Welcome to Tech Time with Edward. Okay, let's start off the tech time absence with some tech. So, NVIDIA SLI, that means 2 graphics cards, will now be coming to AMD motherboards. Now, NVIDIA and AMD always seem to go head-to-head about these things, but it seems like they're finally shaking hands, putting their past behind them, and they're going to finally cooperate. So
and
now
secretly
you can get,
sabotaging each other.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes along. So now you can get 2 NVIDIA cards.
NVIDIA
cards, whatever you call it.
I missed that.
On an AMD motherboard. That's amazing. Intel just revolutionized all computers for the future of mankind with 3D transistors, because if your transistors weren't 2D enough, they've now just broken the third dimension.
Now, what is this? How does this affect computers? How does this revolutionize things?
Well, it gives twice the kick with half the power.
Wow, that's four times improvement.
Yeah, it's real nice stuff. And not only that, it's not only for high-end stuff, but they're also going to toss into low-end. You can even get 3D transistors in a calculator.
Wow. That'll be
if you need a crazy
calculator.
Calculator.
My calculator can run Angry Birds. Yay.
Whoa. Seagate.
Probably can't.
This is a very well-known hard drive company. Picked up Samsung. I remember a couple tech times ago, I told about how Samsung is developing a 1 terabyte platter. Because hard drives are made up of multiple disks, and then each disk can vary in information sizes. But ever since Seagate bought Samsung, it seems like the main reason they bought them was to get the platter design documents. So now, Seagate will have the 1 terabyte platter made by Samsung.
All right.
Designed by them. So, that'll be very cool. So if hard drives have 3 pliers, that's 3 terabytes. Windows 8 information has been leaked about an app store.
Oh, yay, an app store.
Because I think every company now has to have an app store.
Apparently. We're going to have an app store.
Yeah, yay. We need a Dietrich Gamecast app store.
There's not going to be any apps on it.
No, well, we can have a store. what else is it? Z68. That's the improvement upon the Sandy Bridge. There's the H67. There's the P67.
Oh, does it not need a huge recall, so it's an improvement?
Yeah, that's the nice thing about it. And now there's the new Z60. Oh, maybe it's actually 67. No, I put 68. That could be a mistake there. Well, whatever, it's Z60-something.
Okay.
And then how this improves upon motherboards is it seems like the latest rave with all the cool kids is to buy SSDs super fast but low storage hard drives.
Yeah, kids getting glow sticks.
Yeah.
And SSDs.
So now you can have your Samsung 1 terabyte platter hard drive.
$10 bottles of water.
Yeah. And you can have your SSD, and you can do smart caching with this new motherboard design.
Getting blonde
highlights. Oh my god.
Yeah. So, all the information in your hard drive that's used a lot will be stored on the SSD. So you get the best of both. You get lots of storage capabilities and super fast load times.
That sounds good.
So it's a very nice way of going about things.
But rave kids.
Yeah. The SSD people. Boy, too fast. Ah, you may have heard about the Google Developer Conference.
I talked about this.
Code. We weren't invited again. Google.
Oh, I haven't checked. We probably were.
Yeah. Our bad. Well, we missed out on the Google Developer Conference where Samsung and Acer announced their Chromebook, which I've been talking very highly about.
Is it about made of Chrome?
No. It runs the Chrome OS.
Hmm.
Which is I've been very fond of. And it'll be coming out June 15th.
Now, pretty soon.
Yeah, it is. And not only can you buy these new Chromebooks, we can also rent them for $20 a month.
That's actually not too bad.
So it's either buy the laptop or... But the downside to this, because there's always a downside, is you're locked in a 3-year contract.
Mm.
And it's harsh. So if you get out of that 3-year contract, you pay the full thing.
Yeah.
It's a good per month deal, but the contract is really harsh.
I see.
Seems like someone did a general study and...
$720 contract.
Yeah. Yeah, well... Some, I think, a RAM company did a study.
Dodge RAM?
No. Random access memory. Sheesh. And they found out PC enthusiasts replace their entire rig every 4 years.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
That might even be a little high.
I thought it was common sense, but they just officially said it, so now we got a number to work off of.
Great.
I think I built my rig in the summer of 2010.
I did too.
So hey. I guess in the summer of...
Jorge.
I did not.
No, computer is built for
with the screen
George.
Broken. Literally, Jorge's laptop does not have a functioning screen. He has to plug it into his TV to use it.
Which is better.
Sure.
So I guess in 2014, I will have to replace my rig.
Oh, so will I.
I will. Seems like this is more public dramatic news. Microsoft buys Skype.
Wow.
That's probably like the only news we've actually heard about on a news.
Yes.
That
is big news.
I don't know what it means, though. I mean, Xbox Live will have clearer quality of raging gamers yelling at each other.
Yeah. Skype will be exclusively in Windows Live Messenger.
Yeah, Skype is always known for being very broad and will work on anything. And now Microsoft has it, or are they just going to cut...
Exclusive to Windows Phone 7.
Yeah, WinMofo 7.
That's big news. What was the purchase price, like $68 million? It's not bad.
$8 billion.
I don't think it was $8 billion.
$7 to $8 billion, that's what I've heard.
Hopefully Skype, not a huge change in service. That's good service.
Huh. I like it right now. They've been sending out updates. I think it's on 5.3 and runs very nice and smooth.
All right. Well, thank you for the tech time.
Yep.
It's always a pleasure.
Welcome to Tech Time with Edward.
Alright, there's been a Team Fortress 2 update.
Oh, TF2, I love that game.
Isn't that weird?
It's made by Valve.
They updated it.
I love that game. It's on PC.
So they've added replays.
Oh.
And they're going to have a award show.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. The Saxies.
Oh, nice.
Wait.
So you have to send in your best replay.
And whoever gets the best replay, what do they get?
I think they get... So Saxy's like an Oscar kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I think you get the trophy as a weapon in Team Fortress 2. That's what I gather.
And a hat?
Okay. I'm sure you get a hat.
Yeah,
also awesome. This update has more hats.
Yes, we need hats.
Always. After the hatless update.
Oh god, that was a bad
they
update.
They've brought back hats. Other news. The Nintendo 3DS hasn't been much news on it. There's been no games. But they are adding the eShop.
Oh good, another shop.
Yay. After DSiWare went so well. And WiiWare.
Yeah. So what, now there's three shops?
Yes. And it seems like they'll all have separate points.
Ouch.
Great. Anyway, this launches June 6th, the day before E3 starts.
I don't know what an eShop does compared to a DSi shop.
It's the same thing with a different name.
All good for them.
Also, it's in 3D.
Oh, the 3D shop.
Yes. Jorge, how do you feel about the eShop?
eShop.
Not a huge fan?
I don't know.
We'll have to get someone with 3DS in.
Yeah, we need that 3DS kit.
To try out the eShop when that happens. I was playing some Angry Birds.
Oh, good.
But the special thing is, it was just in-browser.
What?
They have an in-browser beta version. Chrome experiment.
Oh, nice. Is it free?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
So they have three worlds, like 20 levels each. Plus they have... In the levels, they have put special Chrome icons you can find, and those unlock Chrome-specific levels, so you have some of the browser icons as blocks in the game, which I thought was cool.
Oh.
Like you have the forward and the backward and the favorites button.
You knock over your refresh button?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
Yeah. But it worked surprisingly well. There's quite a bit of loading time. Once it was there, there was not much lag, except for one level.
With my laptop, will it be a lot of loading time?
It's probably more internet based.
Alright.
But your laptop's horrible and your internet's horrible, so
yeah. My internet's amazing. No. But it just disconnects all the time.
Ouch.
Alright, moving on. Portal 2.
Yay!
Oh, released, I love that game. It's made by Valve.
They've released
it's on PC.
Developed.
There's updates.
You can make levels.
No hats.
How do you. What's up with this Portal 2 story?
Oh, yeah. We had the SDKs and betas, so now you can open it up and you can make your own Portal 2 levels in the old and dated hammer tool, which could use a heavy overhaul sometime soon.
Should they drop the hammer on it?
Yeah, they could use a hammer update, dropping the hammer.
Can I do it with my Xbox?
No.
No, no.
You were shaking your head while you asked that question. Come on.
Unfortunately, when it first came out, though, the first bug they had was it does not run on Windows XP. I thought that was quite an amazing launch day bug to have.
Windows XP is like 10 years old at this point. It's got to start getting phased out eventually.
Oh,
I still have it.
50% of Windows users still use XP.
That's true. Yeah, Vista was a real mistake. They've really fractured their brand. Anyway, Super Meat Boy also has a level editor now.
And a story?
No.
Oh.
No.
No store for Super Meat Boy?
They do not sell hats for Super Meat Boy.
Oh, man.
You can play as the head crab from Half-Life, though. So there's a Valve connection.
Cool.
Potatoes.
Okay.
Potatoes.
Oh, I love potatoes.
Yeah. So anyway, you can make your own super hard levels for Super Meat Boy. I tried a couple of them. They're super hard.
I'm still waiting for the Superstore.
Yes. All right. Jorge. So, a few months ago, you ordered a wheel.
I did.
The a Fanatec racing wheel.
Porsche wheel. Porsche.
Yeah.
I don't know why you got the Porsche edition.
That's the only edition.
Why didn't you just get a Logitech G27?
Because I
much
want
better.
To. No, this is much better.
Oh, look, my plastic racing wheel says Porsche on it. Yay.
Shut up.
Anyway, so it was broken.
It wasn't broken.
It wasn't broken.
Why would you buy broken stuff, George?
Well, you had to get another one
because
it didn't work.
It did work.
So anyway, your new one isn't broken.
It worked perfectly. It worked perfectly.
Then why did you get another one if it was working perfectly?
Because it was creaking.
So it was broken. All right.
So it wasn't perfect.
You broke it.
You got your non-broken one in. How's it treating you so far?
It's treating me wonderfully. Except it just needed calibration.
Oh, yeah. I was playing with it, and it was horrible.
Yeah, the software's pretty rough.
And the shifter's messed up.
Because it wasn't calibrated. And I messed up the shifter. It's my fault.
Well, yeah, I know it's your fault for buying a bad wheel.
Hey, shut up. It wasn't... I can play on my Xbox.
Don't?
I do, sometimes.
Does it work good then?
Yes.
Are there calibration issues?
You don't need to really calibrate it with the Xbox.
That's good.
So anyway, how's the wheel been treating you?
It's been treating me well. We've been over this.
Trying to get
some
sort of response out of you here.
And I did a lap on... Oh, I did multiple laps on Lift for Speed.
Hey, yours is pretty good at that.
Yeah.
Sure.
You did a lap. Well,
I had to help Jeremy shift.
You didn't finish the lap.
Because the shifter's messed up.
No, you just don't use the clutch.
I was using the clutch.
Okay,
why don't you just use the paddle shifters?
Yeah, they're there for a reason.
I use the paddle shifters on the go-kart and the Formula One
car. Okay, alright, I see.
I set it up so I could use the paddle shifters, but it only works with Formula One car and Lift for Speed.
Okay.
And I tried to drift the last corner and I crashed into the wall.
Good job. So we'll have more talk about this wheel next week.
Mm-hmm. Alcantara rim.
Yeah, it's got some stupid fabric on the rim.
Shut up. That's like genuine.
Genuine what?
Porsche material and like performance feel.
No. Alright, but yeah, maybe we'll even have a full review from Jorge on this wheel.
Software, hardware, customer service.
But what we're not going to have from Jorge much longer, we are sad to announce.
Not me.
Well, we're not actually sad.
No.
But I was just going to say that. This is the last Jorge's Dreamscape.
Yes!
We're changing up the show a bit.
It's about time.
Jorge, what's your last dream?
Your final sleep.
That was amazing.
Okay, thanks, George.
Amazing segment. All right, it's time for food for thought.
Okay.
No, I
want to
do my
food. All right, food for thought.
Oh, I love food for thought.
Edward purchased a snack today.
Yeah, it's my turn.
So a few weeks ago, we had Mario 3D gummies, but Jorge or Edward, I confuse you with Jorge Edward.
Oh no, that's horrible.
I'm very sorry. Jorge's still sour about his horrible dream. It's your fault. You didn't say anything.
We were running out of second.
Anyway, this is the sour version.
Yay.
It's by Awesome again. Last week, even though we didn't do a podcast, we had some awesome stuff. Safeway seems to stock a lot of this stuff.
Awesome.
And it's the only place I ever see it. Anyway, so these are sour. They got some flavors. Strawberry, orange, watermelon, and mixed berries.
Watermelon.
Edward, you're going to have to bust out the Buck Nobleman. Nice.
Okay.
Number one ingredient is sugar, so this should be good.
It says Buck on the blade.
Yeah, it does.
I'm sure it says Buck on the blade.
This is right there.
It does. It also says 327.
Yep, that's the model number.
Okay. I'm going to have one of these. What did I get? The shapes are not very good. I think I got Mario level.
We think we got Mario.
What's this?
You got a reference.
This
Donkey Kong?
Did you get Mario? It's red and red.
No, it's orange.
And Diddy and Donkey Kong?
And maybe you got Diddy.
Alright. I think I got like some type of...
You got Donkey Kong.
No.
It's sour.
Yeah, it's sour. Not too sour, though.
Mm. Not enough.
These are pretty good.
Not enough to make my head shake. Like,
That's good. Because what you just did was bad. I'm kind of liking these. I'm going to try out a Yoshi.
I'm starting to want to shower overrides the flavor.
Yeah, the gummy themselves don't have that much flavor. Oh, Jorge having some issues. Anyway, Jorge, what did you give these?
8.5 out of 10.
Okay, Edward.
I'm giving them a 5. Just shower and glucose.
I'm gonna go with a 6. So we're looking at about a 6.25 for these.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that seems a bit harsh, but oh well. We're harsh people.
No.
It was a very sour response to these. Alright. This has been the Dietrich Gamecast for May 14th.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what it's called. I shouldn't be forgetting what it's called this far in. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions, comments, responses, we have a Facebook page. Just search up the Dietrich Gamecast.
We've got 19 likes.
Yes. Oh, yeah. If we get up to 25 likes, maybe we'll do something special.
Or 20 even.
No, 25.
Okay. Okay.
You can also email us at dietrichgamecast@gmail.com. Yeah. Thank you so much for listening. We will be back next week. Goodbye.
So long.
Bye.